Gather the children around. It's now time for Once Upon a Time.
An excerpt from My Fishy Stepmom by Shakira Bourne.
Come on in, Alpha Mike. What's the status? Over.
I let go of the button and wait. Just static. The old brass clock ticks. Okay, Joe, breathe. In, out. Operation Slime is still a go. In, out, be calm. In.
Alpha Mike, you better answer me. Over.
Static. And then.
This is Alpha Mike, Alpha Mike, Alpha Mike.
I wait for Akai to finish whispering his code name exactly 5 times. That's just how he is. Daddy says he may have a condition called, what is it again? It reminds me of something delicious. Fried chicken, pizza, burgers, that's it. Asperger's. I'm one of the few people Akai utters a word to. People think he's odd, but I don't mind. I get to learn so many big words and phrases from other languages. Plus, I like having him all to myself.
The target has left the dome. She is approaching the pink hibiscus for Salatus bush and descending the stairs. She will reach your location in approximately 10.3 seconds, 9.6 seconds, 8.
I put the walkie-talkie on the floor and pick up the battered cricket ball. Since the incident, I'm not allowed near Coach Broom's equipment room, so I'm forced to hunt for rejected cricket balls like some kind of cow leather scavenger. I had fished this one out of the bushes when Jared, one of the best cricketers at my school, hit it for 6. Almost all the thread is gone, and I still get a little bounce when it hits the grass. But I don't need bounce now. I need precision. The bucket has to tip at just the right angle. I focus on the X I'd drawn at the top of the plastic bucket and try my best to ignore the large flies buzzing around the rim. Focus. Precision. Speed. The back door opens and I know my daddy, the gentleman that he is, will let Gal 5 inside the house first. I'm overwhelmed by the smell of fruity, cheap perfume. Now, I release the ball from my V-grip and watch it as it speeds towards the target. Yes! Yes! No! The ball misses the rim of the bucket by a whisper. I hope that its wind is enough to make the bucket lose balance from the edge of the refrigerator, but it's not my lucky day. Instead, the ball continues across the kitchen and crashes through the window. The glass shatters, Gal 5 screams, and tries to duck, but she is wobbly on her 6-inch heels. Daddy grabs Gal 5 by the arm, steadying her balance. She looks down at the broken glass on the floor and then glares up at me on the stairs. Josephine Elizabeth Zara Cadogan. Through the open door, I see Akai diving from behind the hibiscus bushes, scrambling to get away before he's discovered. Though the bush is only about 4 feet high, it completely covers his short, slight frame. He looks the part of a good lookout, wearing a dark green shirt and black jeans, with a red hibiscus flower tucked into a black knitted tam on his head. But that's as far as the resemblance goes. As usual, he trips over his 2 left feet, so he decides to stay on the ground and crawls back through the gate next door. How many times must I tell you not to throw balls in the house? Daddy slaps the side of the fridge in frustration. I gasp as the bucket rocks. Daddy glances up and manages to jump out of the way just before the bucket tips over. I guess it's my lucky day after all. All of the contents, the fish guts and scales, fall on Gal 5. It looks like a brain has exploded on top of her head, with one particularly long fat piece of entrail sliding down her ear and plopping onto her bare shoulder like a vomit-colored earthworm. I can't help but gag at the putrid smell of the fish intestines after smoldering in Barbadian heat for 3 hours. Another swarm of flies zip through the back door and dance above Gal Five's head, eager to feast on the foul, rotting flesh. "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God," she cries. "Oh my God," I think, completing the fifth word for Akai's sequence. "I am definitely spending too much time with him." With a trembling hand, she plucks a fish head from her short brown weave. A long string of slime clings to her fingers. It reminds me of the gooey trail a slug leaves behind when trying to escape a salt ambush. "This is too much. I just can't," she yells. Gal 5 yanks the hair off her head, exposing cornrows covered by a tan stocking cap. She throws the brown wig on the ground and heads for the door. "Debbie, wait," Daddy calls after her, but she ignores him. "Goodbye, Gal 5. Daddy turns around just in time to see the smug look on my face. Uh-oh. That was an excerpt from My Fishy Stepmom by Shakira Bourne, available at Day's Bookstore and the Bajan Bookshop. Log on to www.shakirabourne.com for a free educational package that includes discussions, quizzes, and games for parents and teachers. Follow Shakira Bourne on Facebook and LinkedIn, and Shakira Writes on Twitter.
That was Once Upon a Time, a storytelling moment for children each day, helping to keep their minds productive. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same place, for another Once Upon a Time.